Welcome to the Cool Explorations podcast and radio program with your host, Tony Peters. I hope you'll enjoy today's segment. Welcome. Today we are going to be doing a book review. Just a very, very quick review for a book, Why Did You Choose Me? By author Katie Cruz Smith, and it's illustrated by Sarah Strickling Jones. And this book, my daughter read, I also read. We both really enjoyed it. So you got both the parental stamp of approval as well as the child's stamp of approval. One thing that stood out is the illustrations. The illustrations kind of hit home on this because they all very much fit with the storyline as well. They, even if you didn't have words, they would kind of tell a story all on their own, which is a sign of great illustration. That is just one thing that really stood out about the book. So when choosing an illustrator, you chose very, very well, Katie. And Katie has a story in here as well as to why she wrote this book. And that story is a very touching one. The book really is about adoption and foster care and the relationship between that foster parent or the adoptive parent and the child that is adopted, and that relationship that builds and grows and develops, and the questions that kind of come up during that time. This book really explains it well, and she uses some rhyming, and rhyming can, in Dr. Seuss's case, be very, very cheesy, repetitive, and drone on, but in this case, the rhyming that she does is minimal, but when she does, it stands out as just something that fits very, very well. Doesn't seem forced into there, as a lot of people, when they put rhyming in their books or their poems, it can be very, very forced, and it's not the case in this book. And it does send a very, very good message, and I'm just going to read why she wrote this book to you, and that's going to be the end of this review. It's a picture book, so I can't really tell you a whole lot more without spoiling it, but I do recommend grabbing it for your kids, or if you're a foster parent or you've adopted a child, it'd be a great book to get to kind of explain to them what that relationship is going to be like, and that they're important, and you chose them, or in the case of the foster care, you've chosen to take that parental role and to love them unconditionally for however short a time you may have them with you as a foster parent. I know kids jump from foster home to foster home. So Katie has written, she says, during our third adoption, I was applying for every grant that I could find in order to raise money to bring our daughter home. One grant I applied for required that I write an essay answering the question, if your child came to you one day and asked you why you chose them, what would you say? Fortunately, I won the grant, and the idea began to take root in my mind that this was a question that many children are probably asking. The truth is that no matter how loving and secure their home may be, many adopted children often question their identity within their family. This book is a way to lovingly and gently answer those questions by showing them that there is no doubt that they would, that they were meant to be a part of your family. Sadly, though, there are still over 130 million children in the world who don't have a loving and secure place to call their own. They don't have a forever family to whom they can ask these questions. To remember each one of these children, we've splashed dots of color throughout the book. My desire is that each one of these children will someday be able to ask these questions of their forever family, too. And that was just a very important and meaningful message that she included. And I really appreciate that she included that, as I think it really adds to the book and the importance of this book. So I do recommend that you grab a copy of this book. It's definitely worth a read to your children, and you might enjoy it yourself as well. Thank you for listening to the Cool Explorations podcast and radio program. I hope that you've enjoyed today's segment, and I hope that you'll consider supporting us at Blue Explorations on Patreon, as well as you can shoot me an email at tpeters745@gmail.com if you'd like to support in other ways other than Patreon.